Good morning and welcome to the Rugby Roundup. It's the end of what's been quite an exciting charity week. James, do you want to tell us what everyone's been doing this week?
So it's Moody Charity Week and everybody's been doing a limbo challenge. And it's been quite interesting to watch because a lot of boys have commanded to get really low and do it.
I saw Miss Flower was doing a sneaky practice in her room this morning to limber up, because who's doing it as we speak?
Miss Flower.
And the staff, Who have you got your odds on? Who do you think might do well?
I thought Mr. Jury would do well. I think he got out first round.
Really?
Yeah.
That is surprise. Uh-oh, Miss Bratt's going out. Uh-oh. Brilliant. Well, we'll await the results on that. Maybe see those on Instagram. And do you want to tell people what we're wearing today and why?
So we're all wearing light blue for Rainbow Trust Charity, who basically support families with seriously ill children or children who have long-term illnesses.
Lovely. And one of their charity speakers came in today, didn't she? And she was talking about all the different ways that the money we raise will support families. Can you remember any of those?
So I think she said that they would go for carers who would go over to families and not only help the ill children, but help like their siblings with homework and taking them to school.
Yeah.
So that kind of, because the parents can't focus on both.
Helping some of the transport and things as well.
Yeah.
Huge things like that. And I think it was great because she said they're supporting children in Kingston and Merton and Surrey and wider London. So it's a really personal charity. And she said we've raised over £2,500.
Year,
which is a whole year of one support worker, which is pretty amazing. Okay, right, this week who are we hearing from?
We've interviewed Joe and Freddie, who will talk to us a bit about the playground, and we talked to Jonas and Ted, who talked a bit about Durston Sevens football tournament.
Because it's now officially the end of the football season and we're into rugby. So we wanted to touch on that and the success of the football season. And the playground got some really exciting developments.
Yeah, so they're developing the adventure, and behind the Astro, they're developing a mindfulness garden.
And do you want to explain where that idea came from?
So in last year, my year group basically did like a design challenge where we each designed a garden, and basically there were two winners in our, we were into pairs and there were two winners. And so their ideas have kind of been joined together to make a garden over there. I think Andrew Hamilton's leading that.
Yeah, it's so good. And it's all pupil design. You had to cost it and everything.
Yeah.
I remember it was superb. And the other thing I just wanted to ask you about is, what did you do for geography this week?
So for geography, we did an Olympic day. So that was year eight. So we all kind of got assigned a city in a country. So there was New York, Istanbul, Mumbai, Cape Town and Birmingham. And so we each had to present like a 20 slide presentation, and I got really panicked at the end because I didn't know that we had to do 20 slides and I'd only done six. We had about half an hour left.
And did you pull it off?
Yeah, we pulled it off and we ended up winning it.
No way!
Out
Brilliant.
Of all of the all of the cities, and I think we're going to get an edible prize.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so, even better. Right, well, thanks very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today, we're going to be interviewing two boys, Ted Thomas and Jonas Mitchell.
Hello.
So Ted was captain of the Rugby B team, under 13s, at the Durston House Sevens tournament, and Jonas was captain of the under 13 A's.
So how was the tournament? What did you do?
So we played 9 matches in total. We lost 3 of them. And we played, well, good football in general.
It was like a league format, so they played each other once. And there was like a league. I remember when we played each other, they won like 6-1 or something. It was funny to play the A's.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So what was your favourite moment in that entire tournament?
Well, at the end of the final match, we all went together and did a knee slide at the end of the pitch, and that made some good memories.
So how did you do in the tournament?
Well, we came third last, but we did win 2 games. We beat Hill House and Timbees. Yeah.
We came third. We won 4 games.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rugby Podcast. So today we're here with Joe.
Hi, my name's Joe. I'm head of Grooves Rugby, and I'm on the school council.
And here with Freddie.
Hello, my name's Freddie. I'm the Year 3 Prefect and I'm on the school council.
So our first question for you guys is, what are you going to do for the playground?
So we're renovating the whole of the adventure playground. We're doing it in sectors. We're doing short-term things, which might consist of monkey bars, field games. We're doing mid-term, but it's more big structures that need to be cemented in the ground. And then in longer term, we're looking at putting new climbing frames, relaying the ground with tarmac and stuff. And then we also have someone else helping us called Andrew Hamilton, who's Year 6 Prefect. And he's, as some boys might know, in Year 7, we designed a mindfulness garden near the adventure. I'm also hoping to push that through, and hopefully that'll be done by Easter.
What are you looking forward to most?
So we are looking forward to most getting everybody's ideas and just making a good, sort of making people happy and getting something done.
So how did all of you guys get your ideas?
So to start off with, we went to the receptions, year ones and year twos, ideas for the years. And then we went up the years towards like the year sixes and fives. And then we got their suggestions.
Yeah. So apart from the adventure playground, what's like the near future?
So we're thinking of flattening it out, the whole, this will be like in a year or 2 years, whereas like Miss Thompson idea, we don't know if we got planning permission. Flattening out the whole playground so it's all on one level.
Flattening out the activities.
The activities and the adventure, so merging them together because the activities isn't as popular as before. And for short-term stuff, we're thinking of getting more balls, and we're going to try put something up to make sure boys don't lose the balls as much. If you have a suggestion, you can come up to me and Freddie in the playground.
Okay, thank you very much. So I think you guys have got one more thing to tell us.
So we're having a meeting actually on Friday with Mr. Peck, Mr. Leeson, Mr. OP and Miss Bratt, and we're going to brainstorm ideas for the playground. And also we just want to tell everybody that try not to kick balls over because we always can't replenish them, it costs money.
Yeah, we've been to like three quarters of our budget just this year.
So okay, thank you everybody.